This is WSHM 738. WSBQ 9 monitoring. Yeah, good morning, Polly, and I think you actually doubled at the same time with Mike. Mike, I think that was you and underneath Polly. Go ahead.
Yeah, we both doubled at the same time. That was me. WRWB 49. Morning.
Well, that's interesting. Today this thing's got a K for courtesy tone.
Yeah, they put the tone back in line sometime yesterday. Must have been in the afternoon, because in the morning time it wasn't. There was no tone.
Yeah, and usually it's an M, you know. Now it's a K. It's CW class this morning. The dotted I is a K, so interesting how the tones, the courtesy tone changes. I'm sure it has some relevancy, although I'm just not sure what that is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Anyway, go ahead, Polly.
Yeah, I know since we did the repeater at Mount Clemens, it seems like it's a key's longer. No, after you get done talking, it seems like it takes a while to on key.
Yeah, all right. Am I making it in here or no?
You make it.
Okay. Yeah, that's just a hang time, and they can play with those times. So, anyways, I wouldn't let that worry you any.
Usually I just wait till I'm keyed and then I talk, but I guess I can still make it through before I'm keyed.
Well, it doesn't matter. That just resets the timer, Polly. So what happens is when the repeater's keyed up, typically if somebody comes in after you and the repeater doesn't drop, it knows the repeater's been transmitting for X amount of time. They can establish what is known as a TOT or a timeout timer. Sometimes you gotta let it drop and let it reset. Well, I actually think it's reset at the end of the courtesy tone, to be honest with you. So if somebody tail-ends you pretty quick, it keeps that timer going, and at some point they can establish a timeout timer, and it will shut down the repeater from transmitting, give it X amount of time, and then resume. Anyways, alright, enough of all that.
Well, it's good to know anyway. So, are we expecting any rain today or what?
I'll have your head back. Sure, we've been getting our fair share of rain. I think so. Today, tomorrow. And maybe Sunday? I know it's supposed to be real hot Sunday. By the way, so what they're officially saying about that tornado, its maximum width was 400 yards wide. That's 1,200 foot.
Sizable one, yeah.
Other notable instances is they report the thing went for about 2.5 miles. It was on the ground for 8 minutes, started at 102 and ended at 110. And they're saying it started just east of Utica and Garfield, which is north of Masonic, on a street called General, and continued up like near Moravian and 16 Mile Road, just south of it. That's what they're saying, Mike. Real close to your neighborhood.
Yeah, because when I got home, my front yard looked, you know, like it was untouched. I look out back, and it looks like I'm going to have a mess to clean up for the next 2 days. Just, you know, tree branches down, and not big ones, but small ones, medium-sized ones. And it's like, oh, man. Like, well, I figured, you know,
yeah, go ahead, Paul. We don't want to leave you out.
That's okay. I'm just sitting here watching TV.
Yeah, well, there's some notables about the tornado. That's what they're saying. So the one video that, you know, people figure out where that's at, but the one video where the traffic lights are, you can see that is Utica Road pointing north at the light at Grosbeck before crossing over Grosbeck, continuing north on Utica or northwest, if you will. There's some very telltale signs, you know, that tells me that's exactly where that's at. The one notable thing is the cell phone tower off to the right side of that video. You can see it up there. It's like a candelabra, you know, type big tall tower with cell phone antennas. So you see this on Google Maps if you position yourself right there before the light on Grosbeck Point North. And you can see the train crossing signs over the road. That tornado actually, you know, was on that side of the street, the east side, but at some point, you know, it looked like it was crossing over Utica Road, but the video stopped. But that could have been the width of the tornado, too, expanding out. It made it look like it was over Utica Road, but yeah, anyways, that's the whole situation. So, pretty close to home. It's only less than a couple miles from me, Mike, where it starts. And ended up pretty damn close to you. So, you just never know.
No, you don't. I mean, yeah. Well, look at the wind here. We had a straight line wind come through my neighborhood. And it was like here and gone and like within like 2 to 3 minutes. But it caused so much destruction. It was unreal.
Yep, and they're lucky it was an EF0, right? So 70 miles an hour winds. So you ramp it up to 100 miles an hour and send it into whatever category that would be, a 1 or 2. The damage becomes more significant. So lucky in a sense that it was just 70 miles an hour.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because, yeah, when that happened, that 1 year, I'll tell you what, man, for like 3 or 4 days, you know, they were in here cleaning up and getting the debris out. DTE was having to, you know, put in new poles and all that. It was just a mess.
Yeah, what year was that?
2018, I think it was, or 2019, somewhere in there. That's when that happened.
Yeah, WSHM 738. All right. Guess I don't remember that one.
Yeah, DTE confirmed that was just straight line wind and it wasn't a tornado, and that was that. I mean, yeah, it was so powerful with the shifted one of the trees in my backyard you know, over a little bit, and that's, and, you know, walnut trees, they bury themselves in the ground pretty deep, and for that to move a little bit, yeah, that was like, wow, because you could see the ground underneath, or around it was like unearthed a little bit, and like, that's not good. But it's since recovered from that, so I had it trimmed up.
Yeah, okay, you're saying that was straight line winds then, if I heard it right?
Yeah, that's what DTE said, just straight line winds.
Okay, well, you know, who makes that determination is usually the weather people, like NOAA or something, but... Yeah, they come out and investigate. So it's hard to tell sometimes when you're in the middle of all that damage what it is. So usually they take aerial views, and it becomes obvious when it's a microburst or what they call straight line winds, because everything's laid over in one direction, and you usually see that from an aerial view.
Yeah, they must have looked at it and determined, because it just... The way it came through, it was just like one path.
So in any of these instances, they come out and investigate. They already did it to this one, right? And they give you all the stats, and they tell you everything, you know, pretty much. And they're probably pretty close, but they just... In the case of a tornado, they just follow the path of damage. And they can tell by the severity, probably, of the damage on how fast that twister was spinning, but pretty wild stuff. So, anyways, that's all that.
Yeah, copy that. So, anyways, besides all that, get off early today.
No earlier than normal. I'm just starting a little bit early, that's all.
Yeah, I work till, you know, 3 o'clock today, so... it's an earlier day for me.
So I think there's only a small... chance of precip. I didn't look at my phone for the weather. I'm just looking at the travel link. Serious weather here. It's not the best, but gives you a general idea. Nothing in the way of the next 6 hours, but then again, look at yesterday. We had some thunder boomers move in the evening, right? And at some point, pretty good downpour. We're certainly getting our dose of rain. There will be heavy grass cutting by the weekend.
Yes, there will be. But, you know, I cut mine short anyway, so it doesn't look that long, but yeah, it will need to be cut for sure.
That, I think I mentioned the other day that that's what happens in Michigan. Unfortunately, you get all the rain at one time. They don't spread it out evenly, right? So you go through these dry periods, and then you start getting an overabundance of water. We're at that point where things are pretty saturated now.
Right. Yeah, well, with all this rain we have had in the last few days, my grass looks a lot greener now, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, but, hey, you know what? It's Friday, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I mean, for most people, it's the start of their weekend. For me, it's another day. I don't care, though.
Yeah, no, I get it. You're like 7 days a week, you know, so the weekend doesn't have the same feeling to you as it would somebody working, you know, Monday through Friday. Trust me, you look forward to those 2 days.
Oh, I know. But anyway, well, I'm going to take a standby here and do some stuff. So I will catch you later, and you have a good day at work.
Okay, I certainly will try. Have a good one, and we'll catch you later. Pauly, have a good one if you're still listening. You don't have the TV turned up too high there. Just have a good good morning, and we'll talk to you later. WSHM 738.
Catch you later there, Paul. Catch you later, Mike. I'm going to get back on the side here.
All right there, Pauly. Paul, this is WRWB 49, and we'll be standing by.
WSDQ 996, we be monitoring.
WSFZ 793, listening. Nobody awake out there yet. WSDU 202, we're awake. No, you don't sound like it. Yeah, maybe I had to take a sip of that coffee there before I spoke. Two 202-844-793 was out here this morning.
Rancho, good morning, 202.
Good morning to you, Sherman.
WSHR, 566 to WSTU, 844.
Good morning, Kevin, WSTU, 844. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing good. Just got in the Romeo area here on 53.
Yeah, copy. They got the link on. I thought I heard you say something about the link.
Not negative. Jimmy 432 was on the comb system. He was barely making it in to understand him. It sounded like he was a long distance. No. Hopefully they put it on for the weekend. Who knows?
Yeah, copy that. You got a busy route today, or?
I'm not sure. I know they're going to add some displays to our orders. They were saying a couple days ago for today, but, we don't know who to believe anymore. But, I've got one extra stop that I didn't do on Wednesday. So I'll find out when I get in.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, my little stinker daughter didn't come home last night, so I didn't get the radio, so hope she'll be home here this morning so I can get my radio.
I don't want to get Dave mad at me, so I'll wait until everything unkeys. Ha, ha, ha. That's cool. Yeah, I hope she comes home this morning so you can get it. Any plans for the day, though?
No, not really, not right now. I gotta go out there and clean the pool up from the rain and everything and take a sample in. Because we had a lot of rain that sometimes screws the water up alkalinity and stuff like that because it's going to get hot. So I'm going to have to maybe go get some liquid chlorine because when it gets hot like that, that chlorine burns off.
Roger. Yeah. Yeah, they're saying it's gonna be 83 and muggy today. Some rain coming, possibly thunderstorm. And it got dark south of us last night, early evening, but we never got any rain.
Yeah, copy that. Me and Dave were watching the storms coming in. That one that came through here, it rained real good. Couple claps of thunder, and then after that it strengthened. It went over to Dave's area, and he said he got a little bit of rain. I think the winds were about 50 miles an hour, the weather service said, and it poured, he said, and then it went down to Detroit, but there's a couple more coming, but they never hit us. But yeah, that one was a pretty good one. It wasn't severe limits, but it was pretty good.
I copy that. Saying it's going to be in the 90s tomorrow and Sunday, and then for the rest of the week, next week. Yuck.
Yeah, copy that. I'm glad I only have one more day to work next week, and I'm done. Heck with that. Ain't no good weather for any. I hope we don't get no fires or anything, because it's going to be real bad.
I can imagine. Yeah. So I never fought a fire in extreme heat when I was with Lennox. The only big fire we had was that fire in Richmond there, that factory. Oh, I forgot the name of it. You probably remember. It was off 32 Mile Road.
Yeah, I think I remember it vaguely, but yeah.
multiple. And yeah, that was my, I think that was my, well, that was my second fire. My first fire was 26 and Gratiot. It was a motel at one time. And yeah, they were going to pack me up, send me in. I said, man, I'm a rookie. I don't want to put anybody's life at risk besides mine.
Yeah, copy that. That's the only way you're going to learn, though. But yeah, if you're a new guy, yeah, no, I don't blame you.
Yeah, you're right. No, I was probational, and plus I was going through school, so I wasn't certified yet. So they just they had me man the pump. I think it was engine two. It was a GMC. I don't think it was a C cab.
Yeah, copy that, yeah. No, if you weren't certified, yeah, that's a no-no.
Yep. So, but, yeah, and then I thought, I remember shuttling water. We had a couple barn fires of the same morning, and I was driving the International with a double, he had a double clutch it, and then, I think it was you fed the water into the pool from the back, and that it broke, so I had to take it back, wash it up, and now we were all done, so I went to work.
Yeah, copy that. How cool should I get to work now?
WSU 844. It's just going over 25 mile road right now on 53.
Copy that. WSHR 566.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
Morning, Kurt, 330. How you doing this morning? WSGU 844.
Oh, not too bad this morning. Getting ready to start my wonderful day. Looking forward to the weekend, I think, with that heat coming.
Copy that. Kurt, my friend, Kevin, 566.
How you doing there, 566? Hope you're having a good Friday morning.
Oh, I am. Nice talking to you.
Well, you guys get back to your conversation. You didn't need to be standing there. We got FF 330 on the side.
No problem, Kurt. Don't want to hog up the channel. So have yourself a fine one. Stay cool. Safe travels. I guess Dave was out here earlier, that's what 202 said.
I heard him out earlier. I had the handheld at home. Yeah, that had to be 5:30-ish, I think.
Roger, he probably went back to bed or something. Hey, next week you work there, Kev.
I think it's either Tuesday or Wednesday I'm working, I think. And then next Friday I think we're leaving to go to Saugatuck for the wedding. But I gotta go see the doctor at 10 o'clock in the morning for my 5 month checkup or 6 months or whatever.
Roger, roger. Well, and the girls had their nails done this week, and it's not until next week?
Yeah, who knows what they do. Tiny and her mom went yesterday, so I don't know what they're doing. I can't keep up with them.
I copy that. That is the truth. Yeah, you have a hard time trying to keep up I hear you. Same here, buddy. That is the way it is.
Well, hey, Sherm, I think I'm going to let you go, clear the airways a little bit. I know you're probably almost at work, so hopefully I talk to you on the way home tonight, maybe on my new radio. So have a good day at work, safe travels, WSHR 566, clear after your final.
Roger, roger, Kev. Thanks for giving me a shout, and great talking to you. Have yourself a great day. Tell Tanya I said hi. Be safe. If you go anywhere, travels, and yeah, get that pool taken care of. So enjoy your day. We'll talk to you on the other side. WSGU 844.
WSFT 902. 973 out there.
WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIUG 48, copy. Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy.
Morning time out there, Jack. WRWB 489.
WSBQ 996. You got a copy. WRWB 489. Again, this is WRWB calling station WSBQ 996. Are you there, Polly? Negative copy. This is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by.
WSDU 202, good morning to all. WSGU 202, we're mobile and I think it's working.
WSHF 567, monitor. Or something. So, man, I don't...
don't know. You can't hit Mount Clemens where you're at, I guess.
WRX 3718, check.
Okay. Check, it's working. The radio's working. Alright. Well, there's not much I can do. If Detroit's not working, can't talk to you on the radio. So, I'll give you a call in a little bit. I just woke up, man. Just got out of bed like about 5 minutes ago. Got up this morning and was sitting here and my eye was bothering me and everything. I was miserable. I went back to bed. Now it's not bothering me and I'm drinking my coffee and waking up. I'll get a hold of you in a little bit there. WSFZ 793. Listening.
WRX 3718, I'm on Detroit, channel 18 on my radio, 94 and 75.
You say you're on the Detroit repeater?
I sure am at channel 18 on my Midland.
Yeah, Roger. Where are you located at?
Clay Ave, just north of 94 on 75 heading downtown, so I'm not that far from Renaissance.
Yeah, alright. Well, it's working good, sounding good. I got a friend who's texting me. Detroit repeater's the only one he can hit. He wants to try to call me out here, but he said that it's receiving, but it's not transmitting or something. I know I heard somebody this morning saying the same thing when I was out here. Something was wrong with Detroit. It's receiving, but not transmitting or something. But if you're on it, it's working.
Might be in a clear shot too, like I'm looking right at the Renaissance Center and I know that's where the repeater's sitting, so might be the location because sometimes radios don't pick up.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, because that's what he's saying, because he's texting me as I go along here. He's telling me it's got to be atmospheric or something. I forgot, hold on a second here. Always have to look for things. I don't even know where he's at. I thought I had it up on my log where he's located at. I know he's way down there. He's past you down there. I know that.
Yeah, sometimes my radio doesn't even work when I'm in Royal Oak. Sometimes it's really scratchy in between both 18 and 20, which is Mount Clemens and Detroit. Sometimes it's fairly readable.
Yeah, Roger. Were you out here yesterday?
I was in Detroit when those storms rolled through, heading north on 75. I'm heading back down. I got to deliver a package to a warehouse down here that I didn't get a chance to last night.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I think I talked to you. Hold on, he says he's at 275. Yeah, he's at 275 and M14. Wow, I didn't know he was that far down there. And so I can understand it now. I think he's on a handheld, too. Because he's made the repeater, and I've talked to him off it before. And he's pretty good. He hits the repeater. He would hit the Detroit repeater pretty good, but I don't know, today things are going on, so yeah, I remember you yesterday. I believe I talked to you for a little bit. Me and Kevin were playing Sonny Elliott Weatherman.
Yeah, he's out there in the middle of hill country almost. So he's hit or miss out there. He might not even be able to receive transmit from out there. I've barely been able to get anything out that way.
Yeah, Roger that.
You got your DB20 hooked up?
I'm on a Midland 275 with a ghost antenna on the hood of my Jeep. And it's working pretty good, but that's because I'm downtown right now.
Yeah, Roger that. The guy I'm talking to who's texting me in response is Mr. Ed, 254. And he says he's got a DB20 and antenna. And I know he can hit the repeater with that. I know he can hit the repeater with that if he has it hooked up. That's why I'm asking him. You know, why don't you hook up your DB20 and, you know, instead of trying to hit it off the handhelds.
That's weird. It's hit or miss. Sometimes I remember sitting in Wixom, I tried to hit the Detroit and it wouldn't click, but I'd click over to a different channel like the Mount Clemens or vice versa, and one of them would give me the return sound, but one of them wouldn't, and I can't remember which one it was now. I think it was the Mount Clemens that wouldn't transmit, but the Detroit would.
Yeah, well, from where I'm at here in Warren, I can hit both repeaters off my handheld and my DB20. And for a while there, the Mount Clemens repeater was all messed up. It would break up and it would do all kinds of stuff. So I was running off Detroit. I had that diesel engine noise in there with me, behind me, but I didn't care as long as you understood what I was saying. I didn't care if that diesel noise was coming in with me. And then once he repaired Mount Clemens, that's where I stayed, man. It's right on Mount Clemens. Nice, clean, good. Did a great job repairing it. It works really well.
I remember that day that the shooting happened at Beaumont and Troy, and I was trying to transmit, and my radio was just crap. I was at 14 mile in Crooks trying to switch between the stations and it just didn't want to go. And it was cloudy that day too though, but it might be the mic too. I know sometimes when I switch between microphone and the speaker on this radio, it kind of gargles a little bit, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, right. In response to you, Ed, well, if it takes up too much room on your dining room table, then I don't know what to tell you, man. It's about the only way you're going to get into Detroit repeaters with that DB20 today. Unless you want to take a handheld outside and walk about a half mile or something and try again with a high-powered handheld. But if you get the DB20 hooked up, I'm sure you'd be getting right through it, but that's okay. I'm just saying. Yeah, as for you, geez, I forgot your numbers. Yeah, when that shooting happened and everything, Mount Clemens wasn't fixed. Mount Clemens was still malfunctioning.
Yeah, it probably didn't help that I was like at 14 miles, so I was probably about 14 miles from Detroit, so it kind of, a little bit far. WRXB718. I'm arriving. I'll be right back.
Oops. I didn't mean the quick key there. Yeah, it's 718. WSFZ 793 ID. All right, man. Well, do your business and you get back out here. If you want to yap again, we'll get to yapping. And I'm listening.
I didn't realize there's going to be a line at this warehouse. I'm just returning something I had picked up yesterday. Hello, WRNB 718.
Hey Dave, this is WSIP 284. Can you copy?
Yeah, go ahead, 284, man. I got you very well.
Showed you out here this morning, and I wanted to let you know I'm on the Detroit repeater in Farmington Hills on my new Midland 575. Sounds like I'm getting through.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're coming through great. Sounding great. Okay, then it's just
It's just a distant signal problem with him. We'll deal with, me and him will deal with that as we go along here. Yeah, I'm starting to hear more and more of these Midlands out here. What's going on with the Midlands?
You know, honestly, I bought mine because I have a Best Buy account, and I could put it on my Best Buy card. That's pretty much the only reason I bought it. But I'm also looking for a, what is it, a Radiodity, I think, QT80 that does ham, and you can mod it for CB.
Yeah, Roger that. What is the, how much is the Midlands going for?
I want to say $299 without the antenna, but let me double check. Alright, so the Midland 575 was $399.99, and the antenna, the NXT 826, we got that separately for $59.99.
Wow, okay. I figured they'd be higher than, you know, Radiodity or anything, but I didn't know they were that much. Midland, I'm not even sure if Midland's still U.S. or if they're China now, but, you know, I remember Midland's back in my CB days and everything. And plus, they made, besides CBs, they made a bunch of other stuff. And, you know, when they were USA, man, that stuff was pretty good stuff. But, I was just curious because I, $728 is running a Midland. You're running a Midland. Used to be everybody out here was running Radiodity DB20s mostly. And I'm starting to hear more and more of these guys coming in running Midlands. And they sound good and they work good. They sound like they work pretty good. So I was just curious. So what about this Radiodity you're talking about?
So I was actually looking at a DB20 as well, but the reason I got this is, like I said, I could put it on my Best Buy card, and as well as it does 50 watts, and the Radiodity does 20, so I'm at, like, the border of the repeater here in Farmington Hills, so I wanted to get some higher watts out there. But I think it's called the QT80. It is also expensive, but you can unlock it to do quite a few ham bands as well as CB, and it is 80 watts.
Yeah, right. Well, when I started in this, I still have it here, too. I had a Baofeng handheld, usually 5RM, 10 watts out high. I ran it on it. I bought a new watt meter and stuff. I ran it on there. It's 9.7. That's good enough for me. But anyway, I'm able to hit Mount Clemens in Detroit here from Warren off of it really well. So when I decide to go over to a base, I just got the DB20 because, you know, and I don't even have to run it on high. I run it on medium mostly. You know, I didn't need no higher, no more. I didn't want to spend the money for more power than what I actually need. Actually, this one does have more power than I need, but it's nice to have. If I kick it on high power, I can key up the Livonia repeater off of it. So so that's why I just went with the DB20. You know, it could be 5 watts out. As long as it opens the repeaters on Mount Clemens in Detroit, I'm happy there. As for the one you're talking about, I think I've seen that. I think I've seen that online. I didn't really stop and look at it, though. Does it automatically receive them bands and not transmit, or do you have to modify to put both receive and transmit them bands in it?
So you might have to do a simple modification to it, but out of the box it's saying FM, AM, SSD, CW, PA, 10 meter.
Okay. Well, yeah, then, because CB's 11 meter and the 10 meter and 11 meter band are very close together. The CB band is not even that far down from 10 meter. You know, 10 meter starts at 28, CB ends at 28. The funny channels and everything. In other words, the CB band basically ends at 28 megs. That's where the 10 meter starts up, going upwards. So yeah, if it can do 10 meter, more than likely it can go down. But I don't know if that thing will go all the way down to the ham bands down below, the HF bands, like 20, 40, and 160 and stuff. I don't think it'll go that far down.
Yeah, I think you might be right. Out of the box, its frequency range is 28 to 29.7.
I'm going to look it up here. What's the, I know I got radio Ozzy, I already typed in. What is it, a QT what?
80, and you might want to look up a video for it or something. I know there's a jumper inside it that you can move and it unlocks some other bands.
Wow. They're not cheap. Let's see here. Oh, hell, they're not cheap at all. Pretty radio, though. Pretty cool-looking radio. 306.99. 80 watts high power. Is this the 80? Well, yeah, because I think the last two numbers, that's what Radio ID did with these GMRS radios. The last two numbers is usually the output power. 80 watts high power. All right, give me a second here. WSFZ 793 ID.
I'll be here monitoring. This is WSIP 284.
Yeah, auto squelch. I don't care much for them auto squelches. I forgot what, I think years ago, Cobra or something came out with a radio with an auto squelch and didn't last very long. You know, I don't care for the auto squelch. I'd like to be able to, because, you know, with auto squelch, you know, you got signals way the hell out there that may be trying to call you or something you want to listen to way out there that ain't making the S meter, you know, then you don't get to hear them.
This is WSXE 284. Is that controllable squelch, though? Like, could you set it to, like, level 1 and you could base score level 0 and you could just have it full open?
Well, that's what I'm looking for right now. I'm looking to see if you can shut that off. Like, you know, the squelch might have a... when you turn the squelch all the way back and click, you know, like click off like a switch that puts it in the auto squelch, and then when you turn the, start turning the squelch and you click the switch, it takes it off auto squelch. That's what I'm trying to find out here.
Google AI says that it is adjustable, but that's the AI answer, so it might be wrong.
All right, so it's, yeah, so you can turn it off. That's good, because auto squelch, when Cobra had their auto squelches on their CB, you couldn't turn it off, if I remember right. But I didn't care for it, because, you know, it's nice to squelch the air noise, but you got somebody way out there below that's not even moved, that, you know, it's not even tickling the S meter calling for you or something, you're not going to hear them because the auto squelch is, this looks like a pretty good deal, man. I mean, a little expensive, but a lot of stuff. You can change the color of the display and SWR voltage protection, built-in protection mechanisms, safeguard against high SWR and voltage fluctuations. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, what attracted me to it initially is one of my friends is bent on using the CB for some reason and won't come over to GMRS, so I was looking for a CB that had some long range that I didn't have to do anything crazy like some of those CB guys do to use, and it seemed like this would have fit the bill.
Yeah, well, if you're going to start running CB, you and your friend, I advise you right now, man, stay away from 19, man. That channel is gone. Once you get in the CV and get on 19, you'll see what I'm talking about. But there's plenty of quiet frequencies up and down the band. I think 19 and 11 and 6 are the only three really, really active. I think some people are out on channel 1, but the rest of it's all good. Besides that, if your friend has sideband, that's even better, because, you know, channel 36 all the way up to 40 is set aside for lower sideband, gentleman's agreement. That's why, you know, when you get on there, you go from 36 to 40, it's just going to be all sideband. That's the way it's set up. And from channel 35 down to channel 1 is all AM. So if you and your friend go sideband, you'll be in better shape there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that for sure. But when I've been listening to his CD, it's like straight up lawless these days. I mean, there's even people on channel 9, which I believe is the emergency channel, just broadcasting random Spanish, like yelling, playing music, playing all sorts of noisemakers, and that's like all the CB traffic I hear out of his radio.
Yeah, that's weird. I've heard that too on 9. Just Spanish, I don't know, like you said, yelling, playing music. It's not on there. I don't get it all the time, but I do run into it. And, you know, I scratch my head, the hell is this? But like I said, you know, there's plenty of open channels where nobody's messing around. You know, but if you go sideband, you'd be in even better shape. Because, you know, you really increase your distance with sideband. Yeah, it's a nice radio. I'd like to know when you get it, I'd like to know how well it works there, okay?
Yeah, copy that. I haven't ordered one yet, but I'm thinking about seeing what prices look like for Prime Day this upcoming, this is a week or two away, I want to see.
Yeah, Roger, that's a smart move. That's a smart move. Let's see, what is it, 306? What did I say? What's the price on this thing? Come on. Oh, this damn mouse of mine. Okay, what do they want, 306? Yeah, Prime. That'd probably be down to like 275 or something, probably a little less than that. Oh, in fact, hang on. I'm on the Radio Oddity site. And above the price, you got a bundle offer for $279. The radio stand, the external speaker, the CB, it says CB antenna, and book VHF, VHF, and UHF, the whole bundle for $279.
That's a really good price. I saw recently there's a bundle on Amazon which comes with an external speaker, but that's it. And it was, I want to say, $289, and they had a 10% off coupon with it. But that, with the antenna and everything else, seems like a better deal currently.
Yeah, it's Radio Oddity QT80, Radio Oddity G90 H3 stand, Radio Oddity CB mobile radio speaker, Radio Oddity CB15 or CB515 CB antenna, and a book. So, hey, this thing don't cover GMRS and stuff, does it?
Unfortunately, it does not, and that's why I have this Midland instead.
Yeah, right to that. Okay, so my guess, because it doesn't say here, really, unless I'm missing it. So my guess is it's a 10-meter radio. It's being sold as a 10-meter radio. And just 10 meters and 11 meters only. Once you modify it for 11, that's all it'll do. It doesn't do no UHF, VHF, any of that stuff there. Roger.
Roger, I was under the impression it could do a another ham band with a modification, but I couldn't tell you specifically which it was because it was just a passing video that I was watching on YouTube.
Well, the 10 meter aside, any of the other ham bands, that radio has to go down. I mean down. I think the nearest ham band there going downward is 21.5. I don't know what meter it is. I'm riding the short bus. Besides that, there ain't really, I monitor 21.5. I don't ever hear anything out there. 11, 10, 11. So 12 meter, it'd be 12 or 15. 15 meter. The 15 meter band, and I, you know, that's 21 megs. They, yeah, the radio can probably go down to 21 megahertz, but the rest of them are like in 18, 14, 7, and 3 megs. And I know that radio can't go all the way down there.
I'm going to take a look at a 5-minute video really quick and see if I can figure out what this guy is saying he can do.
Yeah, WSRZ 793 station ID. Yeah, okay, I'm going to sit back, sip my coffee. If you find out anything, let me know. And I'm listening.
Roger that. This is WSIP 284. I'll be back shortly. Still monitoring.
Yeah, for what it is, this radio's pretty impressive. At least to me, it is. Got a power amplifier for the microphone, like a power mic. You can turn it up. It's got an amplifier built in, mic amp built in. You can turn it up and down, turn your mod up and down. Dual conversion. It's running the good old, where am I at here? That 10.695 on the IF on the sideband and 455 second IF on the, oh no, it's running 10.69 first IF, 455 second IF. Wow, dual conversion with a 10.6 crystal filter. It's a sideband, it's running 10.62. That's some pretty, that should be some pretty good rejection.
This is WSIP-284. Roger that. Yeah, it sounds pretty sweet. I'm through this video part way, and out of the box, you can unlock it to 24.715 to 30, which is beyond its stated range, but I got another 2 minutes here to find out the other frequencies.
Yeah, Roger. Sorry about that, man. Yeah, that sounds about right, 24 to 30. That'll, most of your 10-meter radios will unlock to 24. Usually they unlock to 25, but enough, but 24 to 30 is pretty good. All right, let me know what you find out there, WSRZ 793 listening.
All right, Dave, this is WSIP 284. I got a confirmation on some more of these bands.
All right, go ahead.
So it can do 14, 12, and 10 meter bands, as well as CD, if you change the jumper inside of it, which I guess is technically not legit, but for the purposes of education and possibilities.
Yeah, so I was pretty close. Going downward, I was close. That's about right. And I was going to say earlier, too, I was going to say probably just a matter of, usually it's just a matter of changing a jumper. And back in the day, excuse me, they had little 10-meter rigs coming out, Radio Shack and a few other little ones like this Radio Oddity. And all it was a matter of popping a jumper over in them, and then, you know, your band switch, you had A, B, C, D, you know, C, D all the way up to 10 meter. That's what I figured, it's just a matter of changing a jumper. Well, there's really no action on them bands down there, the hand bands that it covers, except for 10. And 10, usually there's no action unless it's a good day out. And then you hear stations. 10's cool because you hear stations from Britain, Germany, and all kinds of stuff coming in on 10, Roger.
Copy that. I think I've heard Jack saying he heard some stuff on 10 meter not too long ago. And I also had a wrong number. I said 14. It's supposed to be 15. So 15, 12, and 10 as well as CB.
Yeah, Roger, that I meant to, when I first keyed up, I was going to say 14. Where's there 14? But I got to going on the other thing. Yeah, 15 meter up. I don't think you'll find anything. 15, I believe, is 21, 21 meg. No, I don't think it's 18 meg, 17 or something. I'm not the best at that, at counting out the meters. But yeah, 10's a great thing when it's open. You'll find some FM up there. You rarely find anybody going AM. It's all, most of it's upper sideband. But when it's open, man, you be amazed, man, at what comes in.
Roger that. You're correct. It goes down to 21, man. So it is.
Yeah, Roger. It's supposed to be, I believe it's a lower sideband on 21. If I got it right, but there's times I've monitored 21. I don't do it all the time, but there's times I've went over there to see if anything's happening. And every time I've monitored 21, I never heard anything going on there, Roger.
Copy that. I haven't tried myself at all, so I don't have any experience trying to see what would be on those frequencies. And I was mostly just interested in this to have a CD that is not insane, but a little more distance to get out there.
Yeah, like I said, it's pretty impressive. You know, if I was still in the CBL, I'd probably buy me one of these. I would. If I was still doing CB and stuff, I'd probably get me one of these, man. It's not too bad. It's dual conversion. And the thing is, what I got to think about is the heat. 80 watts, man, that sucker's going to, you get a little long with it, that sucker's going to get hot on you.
Yeah, the heat. Did you ever find a fan situation for your DV20? Because I was actually going to mic up, but I didn't. And I tell you, you could just put any fan on there, and it would probably be legit.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't found a fan yet. I got a friend who's offering to bring me a computer fan. I know I can just, as long as I can throw something on here, as long as it's quiet, you know, because this thing, I'm running it on medium, and she gets she can get pretty hot if I get long-winded. One day I was talking on it way too much, man. I got so long-winded that it quit keying up on me and everything. I couldn't figure out what was wrong. So I went to reach behind to see if my coax was loose. And as I did, my hand rubbed against the top of it and damn near burnt my hand, man. This thing was so damn hot. You know, and I mean hot. And so now I got to try to, every once in a while I reach up there and peel that heat sink.
Copy that. I was just thinking for the time being, you could put, you know, any fan there is, like a mini fan, any kind of fan, like any just traditional fan. That's what we used to do when our PCs would overheat, is just put any kind of fan on it, and then, you know, at some point later, get a proper fan to install into your cabinet.
I don't have it in the cabinet. It's out in the open. I mounted it to the top of the power supply. I bolted it to it. So that way when I tug on the mic, the thing don't try to turn sideways. I have a President Washington 40-channel upper and lower sideband CB base station here. And I have the radio and the power supply sitting on top of it. Guy out here in GMRS gave me this radio, this President CB Mint. Never been opened, you know, opened up and screwdriver none, all virgin. And I stuck it up in here on the table. I got a antenna in the window hooked to it. I can't transmit on it because of the antenna, but I can listen. And I like monitoring channel 38 up to 40 on sideband, listening to the boys on sideband. But on top of it is my power supply and my DB. My DB is right up there in the open, right on top there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. You know, I was just saying you could take, like, any household fan, if you could put it on a stand or put it somehow on top of there with it, you could, for the time being, just use that until you got, like, a computer fan or a radio fan or something.
Yeah, Roger that. No, I'm aware of that. I don't need to go, I don't exactly need the fan kit for this thing. Any old fan will do. I can, you know, like I said, get a quiet computer one, and I still have room on the back of the, behind the radio, I still have the bit of the top of the power supply sticking out. The power at the top has holes already all in it, all drilled through. It's a pyramid power supply. All I did was pick a couple sheet metal screws, really short ones that won't go down far into the power supply, and tighten, you know, put the mounting bracket on there and set my radio on there. Now it's solid, but there's still some sticking out from behind it. I could easily screw a fan down there, you know, nice quiet computer fan, 12-volt computer fan there, okay.
That sounds like a clean idea, and it was also nice of your friend to give you that radio. Those things aren't cheap.
Yeah, he's a great guy, man. I got a 100-watt mobile linear, too, with it, but that's nothing. But this radio, yeah, I was excited when I pulled it out of the box. Somebody like me gets excited. It's something. But, yeah, original stock microphone. The coils are still tight. You know, the microphone hasn't been stretched out. It looks like it hasn't been used. The coils are still nice and tight. The radio, like I said, is mint, more or less mint. And you can look at the screws. The sticker's still on the back where you got to break the sticker in order to open it. That's still there. You look at the screws, they haven't been screwdrivered. The thing's mint. The only bummer is the meter light's burned out, but I don't care. I can still see the meter. But other than that, it works. It's all working. I put it on a watt meter with a dummy load. I transmitted it, and it puts out all the power on sideband, you know, all the stock power. You can see the modulation limiter, you know, kicking it back, but we ain't going to worry about that. I'm not planning on modifying this radio. I used to do these radios. I used to put channels all up and down in them and do all the, make them super loud and stuff, but I'm not going to do nothing to this radio. I'm going to leave it virgin.
Yeah, Roger that. My friend on his CB has got people coming in from, like, New York and Alabama and all sorts of weird places with their, you know, 1,000-watt giant sweater box rigs.
Yeah, today 1,000 watts ain't nothing. You want to hear something, you go 11 or 6, man. The brothers out there, they running around 20, 25 kilowatts and stuff. That's what they run. They run in big transmitter tubes on their stuff. That's why you can hear them coming out of Florida and everything, even on a day when there ain't no conditions. They make their own conditions. They run so much power.
Oh, that's nuts. I wasn't aware that that high.
Yeah, 20 kilowatts. 20, 30 kilowatts they run out there on mostly on channel 6. Channel 11 is just the same. Channel 11 is the same as 6, except 6 is what they call the Super Bowl. They really kick them out, man. You can hear them guys out there keying on each other, talking, you know, doing their stuff, and it's not even a skip day. They can actually, you know, make the conditions happen. But if it's a skip day, channel 28 is the main calling channel for the low CB band, the 40 channel band, AM. 28 is the calling channel for AM, and for lower sideband, channel 38 is usually the calling channel there. Roger.
Roger that. I wrote it down from my notes where when I get a CD, I'll have to check it out.
Now, if you go above channel 40, you start going up into the free band. Channel 5, is it 505? I'm thinking it's 27505. I think channel 50 is the, I don't know if you say international, but channel 50 is usually, lower sideband is usually the calling channel for all the skip runners up there.
Good morning.
And right back.
Watch it for as long as I can.
Good morning. I think two of you keyed up at the same time. Radio transmitting, you have a little trouble coming through the repeater. I hate to say it, but I got to say it. So you got to know. But yeah, you're coming in rough. It's too rough, man. Can't pull you out. Trying, but I can't. But, yeah, I just realized, man, I'm sitting here getting long-winded on this thing. On the repeaters. So, good morning, gentlemen. Back to you, man. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to shut up and listen for a little while and let the traffic flow. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
This is WSIP 284. I also have no copy on that station that was trying to come through. It was good speaking with you this morning, Dave. I'll be monitoring as well. Talk to you later, and good morning to everyone. WSIP 284, clear and monitoring.
Roger that, 284.
WSEL 475, Ronald, are you out there?
USPM 993 mobile monitoring.
Uh-oh. The other side of the moon must be hooked up.
Indeed, how's it going, Dave?
It's going about as good as it's going to get. How's your day going, Chad?
About as good as it's going to get, I guess. Like you said, rainy and gloomy and all that other stuff, you know?
Yeah, roger that. It's all sunny over here. It's sunny outside and where the hell's my thing at? It's 73. Upon me, 73 out there.
Roger that one, for sure. Been doing all right though otherwise, eh?
Yeah, doing all right. Waking up with the usual aches and pains and stuff, you know, nothing major, just same old, another day over here. Just sitting here drinking my coffee and chatting on my radio there. I hear your mobile there.
Hear that, I've been hearing Jack out here on the Mayville repeater. He said he's been talking on the Mayville repeater. I wonder how he's getting into that one when it's not linked.
The time is 10:15 a.m. Good morning.
Got the time right. I don't know either. I don't know how he could be doing well, even if it was linked. Well, I don't know how close he is to the Mayville repeater. Maybe he is. Who the hell knows?
WITG 959. I'm on the Mayville right now. It's linked.
I know it is now, but I mean, the other day it wasn't, and he was on it.
I don't know how Jack could even reach that far. That'd be a long reach for Jack.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, maybe it was linked then, I don't know.
I mean, unless he was out driving and was just, you know, close to the area, but if he was doing it from his normal position, you know, that'd be a long, long link.
Where is he again, Rochester Hills?
Yeah, yep.
So, that to Mayville's probably a good 60, 65 miles at least.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too when Chad told me that. That's a hell of a haul. I don't care if he's running 20 watts or 60 watts or whatever. That's a hell of a haul there.
We do get condition days, even on 2 meter, that are, you know, a lot better than most. But that still would be a reach, because I hear, what do you call, I actually pick up Ontario sometimes on mine. And they're not linked in our system, but they're on the same, GMRS channel with, I guess, the same tone, because I'll pick them up every once in a while.
In the beginning, when I started on here, on my Baofeng handheld, I had a guy that was coming in really nasty, really messy, and I told him that. And then he told me he was in some town in Ontario or something. And, you know, I started talking to him a little bit, but I had to stop because he wasn't really making it. I could pick out what he was saying. So then, you know, I told him I'm going to go back on the side and everything and stuff. And then I remember Jack got out there and told me that's illegal. You can't talk to them. You know, I was like, what? He's like, yeah, it's illegal. You can't talk to, you know, and I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. So I learned something new.
Yeah, it's a fine line because they're in a different country. They have their own rules and we have our own rules. And one of the rules is there's no interacting with exterior countries or international chat on GMRS is what they should say.
Yeah, I didn't know that when I was starting out. I thought, oh, wow, I just talked to some guy in Ontario. He was pretty much back there, but then, like I said, Jack informed me, no. Don't do that again. He said, that's illegal, big illegal.
I heard you talking earlier about that president you got. That's a really nice radio. Not often you find those in that condition. That's pretty cool. You'll probably hear me every while. I don't know. In-state is hard on lower sideband. You don't hear a lot of your own in-state stuff. You hear a lot of, you know, the DXing and stuff like that. But sometimes, I don't know, you might hear me throw mine out every once in a while, too. If you hear 369 from Central Michigan, I'll say. But, yeah, that radio sounds nice.
Yeah, well, I got out of CB a long time ago. For reasons, whatever the case. And, you know, but then he gave me this. Now, this is a President Washington, not the Uniden. So this is going to have the DA-58 chip in it. And these things can be set to go a lot louder than the Uniden versions with the 8719 chip. But like I said, it's mint. It's virgin. I don't plan on opening it. I'm going to have to open it up sometime and put a meter light in it because it's kind of annoying. But, yeah, I heard you, or I believe I heard you. You sound familiar because I just monitor the sidebands now. I don't listen to 19 no more or nothing. It actually turns my stomach. Well, it doesn't turn my stomach, but it's just annoying. So I like listening. I got it hooked up just for listening, and I go around the sideband, see if anything's happening. Usually there's action on 38 a lot.
Yeah, that's all I do now, too, is just the 10-meter. I stick strictly to the 10-meter now, and there's a lot better and more civil conversation than the what I call the marble mouth and garbage on the regular 11-meter bands. But, yeah, I do like to play on the sidebands, though, in DX. It's still fun when you hit other countries and even, you know, across the U.S. with it.
Yeah, back in my day when I used to repair them and modify them and all that other stuff, I used to get people bring me these DA-58 Uniden chassis wanting me to modify them for 10-meter, to go into 10-meter, to turn it into a 10-meter radio. I've done quite a few of them. You know, once you do the modification, there's no more CB. It don't go back down to CB. It's just all 10-meter. And I've done a few. This radio's capable. This Washington's capable of it, too. Any DA-58 Uniden chassis, you can a little bit this, cut a few traces, a couple of resistors, you bend some coils and stuff, and spread some coils, a few things if I remember right. And you can basically cover the whole voice, 10-meter voice with them there, Roger.
Yeah, they were definitely a really good radio. They put that board and that chip in a lot of radios, but they're also really, really good. You don't really have to mess with them much at all. What we used to do with them is just open the clarifier and then use them to push power with. They were great driving radios. They were perfect, just tuned perfect for driving. Just low wattage amps. So that's what we usually did with them most of the time. But, yeah, it's like I said, it's still fun just to do a little bit of DX in here and there when the conditions are right. It's cool. You hear a lot of different places and a lot of different people. But I just wanted to interject in there for a minute. I didn't mean to hijack your conversation there, Chad. I'm going to go back on the side here. I'm just kind of waking up and starting my day. So I will talk to you guys later. Have a good rest of your morning there. WITG 959, and I'm back on the side.
Yeah, 959, good stuff, man. Good stuff. When I start talking about the days when I used to modify them and stuff, the memories start coming back. Oh, yeah, I remember I used to have to cut this to do that. Because I ain't done this stuff in a long time. I really haven't been involved in CB anymore. But, like I said, man, I was going to box it up. I was going to wrap it in bubble wrap, clean it up real nice, wrap it in bubble wrap and box it up, but then, what's the point? And besides, now my GMRS sits on top of it. I can really, it's up, you know, almost face level for me, so. And like I said, you know, I turn it on, go to 38, hear if anybody's banging away. I really like that sideband. I really like listening to the sideband way more than I do AM. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and listen and drink my coffee and get into whatever mischief I can. WSFZ 793. and I'm listening.
793, we're going to call you Channel Master.
Now take it easy. Take it easy now. That's not my aim. I just want to be like everybody else out there. Just your normal, everyday Joe.
Oh, no. It's a compliment. It's not a CB naming. It's a compliment. We all love you.
You know, well, I appreciate that, and I will say that. I appreciate that. I love all you guys out there, too, man. I just, you know, I don't try to be King of the Hill. I don't try to be Mr. Know-It-All. I don't try to be none. If I got something to say, I'm going to say it. If I know something about it, I'll say it, too, but I just like conversing. I like talking, but I appreciate the compliment. I do, and I'm listening.
Oh, God, you shut up. Man, you talk way too much. You talk too much.
I know that from the heat of my radio.
I almost fell off my bench when he said that.
What was that?
I almost fell off the bench I was sitting on when he said that. WSIK 839.
Alright, 839. Let's see. My radio's probably about 2 feet away from me. If I start feeling the heat, if I start feeling heat coming at my face, then I know it's time to let it lie for a while.
You talk too much. You talk too much. You talk too much. Nobody else can break in because you talk too much.
It's the coffee.
The time will be 10:28. Beep.
The weather is, you have a window, open it.
WCHR 566 to 793, you got yours on?
Got my ears on, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
I didn't mean to say that, sorry. I mean, are you out there?
Kind of funny without his ears.
Yeah, it kind of would be, wouldn't it? I would look funny without him. What's up, Cub?
Oh, Mox, I got a present today for my daughter. I got that 5RM radio I do got. I'm charging it up right now, so hopefully I'll remember how to program it. It's just like the 5RX I have, but it's bigger, so I should be okay. If I need any help or anything, I'll contact you, but I should be okay. And wanted to let you know, I was checking the weather, the future for later on, around 4:30, I guess there's some more storms supposed to come through. So I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, okay, roger that. You got Chirp on your computer?
No, believe it or not, we don't have a computer. The one that we had took a crap on it. Me and my wife been contemplating getting another one, so I really don't have no cable. I think maybe my daughters might have a laptop I could use, but I got to get that cord. I got to order that cord for it. But the last time I did it, I just Sherman showed me how to program it by hand and stuff, so I did it that way. So I should be all right.
Hey, you should be able to program, but the 5RM is going to be different, man. A little bit different than your other one. You got to really know what's happening. You got to know when to press the memory button to make what you chose stay and stuff. Yeah, I'll help you out if I can. You didn't get it. You got it brand new, and you didn't get a cord with it.
No, they had different pack. You know, they have different packages, and I didn't pick the one with the chirp thing with it. I got one that I got. I got the radio, the one antenna, the belt clip, the thing that you put in your ears, you know, to talk on it, and the charger. That's all I got. I guess I should have got the other one that had the car charger and everything with it, but oh well. If I got to buy the cord, it's no big deal. They're not that much.
Get them on Amazon for about $5.
Yeah, I was going to say $7 on Amazon. I bought one off Amazon before, and it was $7.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's where she bought the radio at. So it was like $22. I guess they had a sale on it. I don't know what the regular price was, but yeah, I like it. It's way bigger than my little one here, so I'm anxious to get it working and whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you'll like it once you got it working. I love mine. My first ones, the one I have here in 902 has the other one. When I ordered those, they came with hand mics and everything, the cord, the programming cord, the hand mics, everything. I got another pair that I ordered a couple months ago, put away here, and UV5RMs, and they didn't come with the hand mics. I was kind of disappointed because I like the hand mics, but I don't know. I just got another pair for just in case, and I kept my chirp program record for my UV5RM here, so I pulled them out of the box, put the batteries on them, programmed them to the same deal as mine here, took the batteries back off, put them in their little bags, put everything back in the box, and I put them away. So they're all programmed, ready to go. Just got to slap the batteries and antenna on and ready to go.
Yeah, copy that.
Besides the programming cable, you might want to look for one of them higher capacity batteries for it. The stock battery's cool, but if you're transmitting and you're like me, you like to key up and transmit, they don't last very long.
Yeah, copy that. I can buy that USB cord, and I can charge, like, some of my truck or whatever, I can charge it in there, too. Yeah, I'll have to look into that. I don't think the battery probably that much.
The battery I bought for mine, I got a high-capacity battery on mine. My one bang foul thing that I've had since when I started, that's the one I started in GMRS and everything. It sits up here on the table. I got Skywarn on it and stuff. I like to monitor Skywarn. I'll turn it on, monitor Skywarn, or I'll take it outside with me and talk on it. But I bought a higher capacity battery for it that's on it, and it's bigger now. It's bigger than it usually is because the battery's a pretty good size. It lasts a little bit longer than the stock battery, but I get long-winded and everything. I can run it down pretty good. The thing that sucks about them is, you know, the batteries take like about 4 hours to charge, 4 or 5 hours to charge here, okay?
Yeah, copy that. What I usually do with my bail thing that I got here, sometimes I won't leave it in the charge. Like when I get done using it at night, I'll slap it in there, even though if it has 2 bars on it. But most of the time, I just let it go. Mine usually lasts a couple days or so. It depends how much I use it too, you know. And I was going to tell you too, those hand mics, I bought one on there. It's a bail thing mic, but it's a real good one. It ain't one of them cheap ones that you get with the radio pack, you know, like you're talking about. I really like it. Sherman's thinking about getting one. If you want to know which one I got, I can send it to you and show you what it is, but I really like it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Roger that. I had a couple people, including Jack, when I was on my Baofeng, asked me to plug the ham mic in. They wanted to hear it. I plugged the ham mic into it, and everybody said it sounded better than the mic that's built in the radio. So I got it, because I know people out there got foul things with hand mics, and the hand mics sound like crap, or, you know, stuff like that. And I was wondering, well, maybe I got, you know, it's cheap stuff. What do you want? But I was told that my hand mic sounds good on my Baofeng. I'd like to have a set of hand mics for the other ones, from the other two. That's why I might do that. Yeah, send me a loop on that. I'm gonna take a look, because I'd like to have hand mics for them too. You know, just to have them.
Yeah, copy that. I think I only paid like $12 or $14 for it. It's almost like the one that the policemen use, you know, the ones that they have on their up, that they carry up on their collar. It's just like that, and you can control the volume up and down on it and everything. Yeah. So yeah, when I get done here talking, I'll send it to you. But matter of fact, I think I'm gonna let you go, because I gotta do some things around here and get that radio charged and try to. Charge it, or get it charged up and try to pro. If I can't, I'll get a hold of you. But talk to you in a little while or sometime today. WSHR 566 clear after your final.
WITG
959. I got you in there, 959. Yeah, the one thing I would recommend to anybody, if you put the battery in the radio out of the box, turn it on, it shows full charge. I would run it dead before sticking it on the charger. I wouldn't just put the battery on, throw it on the charger. I'd actually run it till it was dead and then charge it. Because it's not good for the batteries to use them a little bit and then throw them on the charger, use them a little bit, throw them on the charger. That'll screw the batteries up. You know, the best thing to do is try to run them, you know, pretty much dead and then run and then put them on the charger. But like I said, that sucks. Because there's like 5 hours to charge them, four or five hours to charge them. But anyway, all right, Kev, I'll talk to you in a little bit there. I forgot the guy's numbers, man. I'm all over the place. Go ahead there. I think it's 966.
No, it's 959 again. I just want to interject a little bit there. If you've got, with the 5RMs, if you've got the battery packs that have the Type C on the battery, not in the radio, as long as it's on the battery itself, you can actually leave them plugged in just like you do your phone into a power source. You don't have to unplug them when you use it. The only ones that you have to unplug when you use are the ones that, you know, go into the actual side of the radio. But if it has the C port on the actual bottom of, and it's actually on the battery, like if you were to take the battery out, the C port's still on the bottom of the battery there, you can leave those plugged in just like you do your cell phone, and it doesn't hurt them whatsoever, and it doesn't affect the performance of the radio.
Hey, you don't want to leave those cell things on the charger. You want to charge them when they're dead. What happens is batteries start to expand if you continuously charge them without killing them.
Yeah, he's right about that. You're right about the, well, I don't know if you're right about the plugging in, like the cell phone, but yeah, I figured that, because I always wondered, because when I started out on GMRS using this Baofeng, I'd have the battery go dead on me in mid-transmit. I wouldn't know that. I'd be talking away into it, not knowing that the damn thing's dead, and whoever I was talking to was keying up going, hey, where'd you go? I had the battery die twice on me, and I thought about that. I wondered if I used the charger and plugged my phone charger into it, let it charge up, and then just leave it plugged in and use it, if that would... that would do anything, but no, and you're right about the battery. Yeah, you don't want to use it. That's what I'm trying to say. You don't want to just use it and throw it back on the charger. Use it, throw it back on the charger. It's healthy for the battery to run it dead, and then charge it. It's healthier for the battery.
Right, but what I'm thinking it is there's like a circuitry, there's an actual circuitry in the battery themselves. When it's on the cradle, it's working off of them charging dots on the back of the battery. And that charges at like full capacity charge, like a fast charge. When you use the USB-C port, it's more like a trickle charge. So it just keeps them going. I mean, I've done it to all mine that have it on the battery pack, that have the USB-C actually on the battery pack. And I've never had any issues with it, and they never get hot or anything. So when you're in the car, it's really great because you don't ever really die. You know, as long as you're not talking every 2 minutes, it keeps a good charge in it, so you're, at full power all the time. But that's just my thought on it. I'll go back to listening here. You guys have yourselves a good rest of your morning. WHITG 959, and I'm back monitoring.
Yeah, Roger 959. Well, you hear how active I am out here and how long-winded I get. I was the exact same way with that Baofeng. So battery, even the high capacity, I didn't buy the highest capacity battery. I bought the next one down 3,400 milliamp hour. It works. It lasts a little longer than the stock battery. But then I thought, oh, I'm slick. I can... While I'm using one battery, I'll charge the other one while I'm using the one. But it didn't work out that way because I kill the battery before the other one even become fully charged. And that's the thing. They say that's a fast charger. The cradle's a fast charger. But hell, man, it takes like 4 or 5 hours for it to charge even the stock battery. So I don't see how that's a fast charge. Besides, fast chargers ain't good for batteries anyway. Slow charging is the way to go.
Yep, I totally agree. I don't use, if I have a USB-C on any of my radios, I don't use the cradles anymore at all if I don't have to. I always use the C. Just for the fact that it is a better charge, I think it's a better charge. And just for the fact that I just leave it plugged in all the time, even when I'm talking on it. So, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just going by experience. I haven't had any bad experience whatsoever with any of my radios. Even I've got, other brands, too, that I do the same thing with. And it works out great, especially in the car, because it never dies. But, like I said, just my opinion. Just wanted to throw it out there. So, I will go back to listening, and you guys have yourself a good rest of your morning. WITG 959, back on the side.
Yeah, all right, 959, no sweat, man. Your opinions and comments, anybody's, is welcome. That's how it works out here. If you got something to say, say it, no matter what. So, all right, 959, we'll talk to you in a bit. Sounding good. Sounding really good through the repeater. Kevin, I'll get back at you, and I'm going to go ahead and listen. WSOZ 793, and I'm listening.
Yeah, I got something to say.
Uh-oh.
WSCU 844. What's up, babe?
I don't know, man. I guess I ended up into a running commentary out here or something, or a school teacher or something, man. I don't know. I'm just being myself there. Go ahead.
It sounds like your net control again.
Nah, take it easy. I don't like it. Well, it ain't that I don't like it, but that ain't what I'm trying to do out here, so... People get out here and say that, and it's like I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to pull anything out here. I just say what I gotta say.
No, buddy, it's all good. I'm just harassing you. It's all good.
So what's happening over there? How them tater chips tasting?
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Yep, I just had some, some Frito scoops. There was an open bag in one of my cases, so I'll give them credit for it next week.
Yeah, Roger. I love them scoops. I always like Frito Lay corn chips, man. I love them. I like them scoops better than just the regular ones, you know, little strips there. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, copy that. I just wanted to jump there and say hello to you guys. Heard you and Kevin talking, and 959. I don't know who 959 is, but offhand, I might. Who knows? But I got to get back to work. I just wanted to say hello. WSBU 844, be clear after your final.
Yeah, hi, Sherman. Always great talking to you. You know that. Called you this morning. Woke up with an eye again. That damn left eye was hurting, but I called out for you to see if you're on your way to work. Didn't hear you. That damn eye was hurting so bad, I just shut the radio off and went back to bed and got up about an hour or two ago, and I ain't hurting no more. So I got up on here to see if anybody's alive. Next thing I know, I'm heating up the radio again. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. My friend, 844, sounding good through the repeater. We'll catch you on the way home or something. WSFZ 793 listening.
Rod Joe. Yeah, 202 told me that you were out there about 5:30 this morning. So I was, I left the house about 6 o'clock. So, all right, we'll talk to you on my ride home. Have a good one. WFDU 844, and we're clear.
Roger.
What's going on, dude? WOWB 49.
Ain't nothing much, man. Good afternoon, Mike. How come you ain't at work?
At work, I'm going to my next assignment.
Oh, okay. I just was wondering there. Kind of surprised. I heard you out there this morning, but I didn't key down. I keyed down once, I think, after you got done talking to Paul and stuff. And, I just missed it. I just turned it on, caught the tail. I keyed up to see if anybody was alive. But, yeah, so how's things going with you?
Things going good in my end. No, I heard you guys while I was working at my one assignment talking about, you know, that radio oddity radio. I think that they're hyping up the amount of wattage it puts out, but that's just my opinion.
Well, they can mean, my guess is they mean peak SSD power, 80 watts, would probably be peak SSD power. That radio would be able to hold it without, because I was thinking to myself, 80 watts, that little radio, that thing's going to get hot if it's dead keying. No, in fact, in the advertisement it says 80 watts AM, too. Now, if it is doing that much, and there's no fan on that radio, you know how it is. You take an 80-watt linear amplifier, mobile amplifier, key it up, start talking on it. It's going to get hot there, Roger.
Well, TYT makes a similar variant, and that does have a fan on the back bolted on, just like this radio I'm talking on now. Has a fan that's bolted on the back of the heat sink that comes with the radio.
Yeah, Roger. This is a decent looking radio. Seems to be a pretty decent radio. But like I said, that's all I was. I was wondering. You know, if you're running 80 watts, it's going to get hot. It's going to eat up if you key down longer than a quarter of a minute. Or maybe a little longer, so. But yeah, you can always fan it, I suppose. But, that's if it even does 80 watts there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I looked at that radio last night, well, the TYT version, and I seen a fan that connects to the back of it, bolted on.
WSHF 567, Monitoring.
What's going on there, Sam?
not much, Mike. Just turned on. Headed over to Popeye's house.
Over to a friendly place. Yeah, copy that. Yep, I'm just going in between jobs here. That's all.
Copy that. Is this thing working my vehicle, or do I got the antenna out the window?
I'm good. You're getting in. That's all that counts. Yes, Dave must have dropped out of there.
That's it.
But she fell off the face of the earth.
No, it hasn't happened yet, but, you know, give it time.
What the hell?
Wait a minute, I gotta look out the window. I think somebody's fighting out here.
Anyway, so what else is new there, Sam?
Not in much. Kawasaki Valkyrie, or Vulcan, came in last night.
Kawasaki?
Well, I was in front of my house, don't care. But, all right, man. I'm going to sit and listen. WSOC 793, listening.
John, so late, Mike, yeah. For my, still brush cutter. It's not that came in yesterday, or the day before yesterday. Like, thank God, get that thing going.
Eat it when you did, Mike. What were you saying?
My timer bulb came in for my steel brush cutter, so I can finally get that thing working.
Yeah. I guess from what you described your backyard, you're going to need it.
No, I don't need it for that. But I just want to see it run. I mean, I acquired it off the side of the road, and I got it running. But you know, without a primer bulb and no constant, you know, fuel pressure, it's not going to stay running. Roger.
Yeah, Roger. That is the old fall ball cracked and broke.
Yeah, it was cracked and. The only place I had one was online for it. It's the old style where it's connected to the gas tank. It's not the kind that's connected to the carburetor.
Oh, wow, one of those, eh?
Well, it's 40 years old.
I was going to say, yeah, it's got to be an old one. It's got to be an old dog. Well, either one, either primer bulb mounted on the carburetor or the gas tank, you know, an old and new. They're cracked. It's not going to run. They don't hold. It won't hold pressure. Well, the primer bulb that you got for yours is different than the one that goes on the carburetor. Your primer bulb, when you pump it, it actually feeds fuel into the Venturi, the carburetor. It doesn't pump fuel up through the carburetor and back into the tank so the engine starts faster. But either way, yeah, you got a new primer. Either primer bulb is bad, it won't run. That's pretty cool, though, man. I like to see that.
Even my Snapper variant, which is about the same age, is the same way. It's weird, you know, the Spill, the Snapper, and the Echo are all the same, pretty much.
Yeah, it looks to me, as old as it still is, it wouldn't be using one of them Zama carburetors. Those are the worst carburetors ever made. Used to be one of the best when they were made here, but now they're made in China and they're nothing but junk. They probably got a Tillotson on it, or a Walpole, more than likely a Walpole. Those were good carburetors. I knew a guy that worked for Walboro when Walboro was in Cass City. And then
they moved their operations down to Mexico. Walpurls are made in Mexico now, but still a good carburetor.
Yeah, I copy. That was the plant that was by the foundry, wasn't it? And not too far from it.
Yeah, roger that. I have a home life chainsaw here. I got from the guy, many years ago, 99, 2000. Walpurl took an XL2. They bored it out. They ported it. And they did a bunch of modifications to it. And then they built a carburetor that would run it. And he said they ran it on a dyno. And then no bar or nothing, just the engine. Ran it on the dyno. And then after that, they just tossed it to the side and left it. And he ended up with it. And I ended up getting it off of him. And, you know, I don't know if you know them little red XL2s, them little red home lights. But, man, I had to put this thing on the ground and put a foot on it just to pull it. I mean, I still have it, too. I mean, the compression is immense. You can't hold it in the air and pull start it like you could a regular little home light XL2. This one you got to put on the ground. And you got to put your foot on it, man. It's got so much compression. It's nasty when it runs, too. It screams.
Is that a John Deere home light?
A standard Textron home light from Textron. Red. It says on the side of the starter, Super 2. I didn't get a bar and chain with it, and I never did. Never did put a bar and chain on it. I was working at a wood mill, and I had a lot of chainsaws. I had like five or six nice ones. But my McCullough 1010 was my daily take to work, because it would never fail me. But there was a time I was going to put a 16-inch bar on that Super 2 and take it to work and see what it would do.
I copy. Because at a certain point in time, John Deere bought out Homelight, and they owned them.
Here comes the rain.
Yeah, it looks like it over here, too. Yeah, and then I don't know about John Deere buying out Homelight. I know Homelight's made in China now. China owns them, and their crap. Everything they make. Every today's home lights, man, are nothing but crap. Your home light used to be a top of the line brand too, back when they were made here. But now your home lights are made in China, and they're not very good.
Look it up. John Deere did own home light at some point in time. But anyway, I'm gonna leave it at that. I gotta go, guys. I will catch you later. This is WRWB 49, and we'll be back. Listening.
Yeah, Mike. Good talking to you, man. Sounding good through the repeater. Everything's going all right. We'll catch you in a little bit, my friend. WSOZ 793 listening.
This is WSIP 284. Dave and Mike talking about that QT80 radio. From what I saw on YouTube, they were saying not only would it do 80 that it's advertised as, but a lot of times you'll get 100 out of it.
Yeah, roger that. Well, he's definitely going to need a fan. There's no way. Especially if it's doing 80 to 100 AM carrier, he's going to need a fan. He ain't even going to be able to get three, four words out before that sucker gets hot.
Roger that. Good to know. Also, Dave, I might have a recommendation for you on some eye drops.
That's cool. I got eye drops over here. This happens to me once in a while. I don't know if they call it a sty or whatever the hell, but it happens every so often. I put eye drops in my eyes, and then I'll lay down. I'm all right now, man. Appreciate it.
Those prescription eye drops you got?
Actually, yes, they are. What's the name of the eye drops?
was going to say you could get on Amazon Pharmacy and get some prescription eye drops, but over-the-counter eye drops, there's a brand called, I believe it's Roto, that's Romeo Oscar Hotel Tango Oscar. They have a blue top all-in-one eye drop that is supposed to do 8 different things, but specifically it contains zinc sulfate, I believe, which is like an astringent and like antibacterial, antiviral that'll kind of clean out your eye if you ever need an over-the-counter option.
Yeah, Roger that. I don't even know what the name of them are. It could be murine for all I know. All I know is I just grab the bottle and go at it. I got to be careful of that, too. Nice thing, you know, I'd be putting sulfuric acid or something in my eyes. I don't even bother looking at the label. I just know their eye drop and I get with it. But, yeah. Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I'm all right now. My eye's working great. It's not hurting no more. It was just really bothering me this morning, and it was to the point where I couldn't sit here and talk on the radio or nothing, man. I had to lay back down. And then, you know, now it's all good there, Roger.
Roger that, Dave. Well, that's good to hear. Good to hear that worked out for you. And your prescription drops are probably the best that you'll get, but if you ever needed some over-the-counter, I think those are pretty good. And as far as drops that moisturize your eye...
What happened there? You started breaking off.
Make an Optive Omega-3, which has Omega-3 flax oil in it. And my friend had a LASIK eye surgery from Dr. Yaldo recently, and he recommended that he only put that brand of eye drops in his eye ever. This is WSIP-284. I'm going to go back to monitoring.
WSHF 567. Mike, are you still out here?
SPM 993 mobile monitoring.
Unfortunately, I need some cable and antenna running the truck for that radio since I got the new truck. So the only thing I had with me is a handheld. You know how that goes, Roger.
Roger that, Bob. It was good to hear you out there, honestly. Because a couple of days didn't hear you out there at all. And I've been shouting. No one listened. No one answered, so... All right, Bob, good talking to you. We'll talk again. It was raining here, but now stopped a couple of minutes ago, and see what happened. You take care, and we'll talk again. WIEG 48.
Always a pleasure, my brother from another mother. You and yours, Jack, be safe, and God bless you all. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WT 48. I guess not. WIAG 48, clear.
Good afternoon, Jack. Good afternoon, Bob. I just want to get in there and wave good afternoon, that's all. WSSD 793 listening.
Good afternoon, Dave. How are you doing today with that rain? It just stopped. Roger.
Just now turning noon. Good afternoon, sir.
And a good afternoon back to you, Bob. Yeah, I know, I don't know if it's still raining over here or not, Jack. I haven't looked out the window. It was drizzling. It wasn't nothing going on.
Oh, it was raining here. Anyhow, stop. All right, good to hear you out there and good talking to you. WIAG 48.
Yeah, Roger, same here. I just wanted to get in there and wave hello to you and Bob, that's all. Generally, I didn't want to get it, you know, get into the conversation, you know, mess up the conversation or anything. So I figured I'd take the chance and say good afternoon to you and good afternoon to Bob. All right, you guys are sounding good. Everybody's sounding good through the repeaters. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening.
93, Roger that, brother. No issue at all. We know how to have a round robin on here. That's why we take a break between our communications, and that way we don't jump on one another. Hey, looking at the weather radar, you have stuff passed down that way. But we're looking at sunshine here, my friend, and we're hoping to get some mid-90s here in the next couple of days, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that it looks like the sun's trying to come out. Over here, it looks like it's starting to come out, getting a little sunny. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that 90 stuff, man. I'm worried about that a little bit. It's hard for me to breathe a little bit when it gets like that. It's nothing major, but I hate it. But there ain't nothing I can do about it. So if it comes, it comes. I think it's only supposed to be around a few days, and that's it there, Roger.
Good copy. Yeah, Sunday 94. Monday 92, a few court communities through the roof, and then she settles back down into the low 70s, high 70s, low 70s, the beginning of the next middle week, so, yeah, you know, our only concern here is fire hazards with all the folks coming up for recreation purposes. We got a lot of tinder down up here, and we need the rain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got all that stuff up there, that dry tinder and everything. Oh, boy. Well, it could go either way, but I doubt, you know, it should be all right. But I figure when this 90 stuff, man, going away or coming in should bring some storms with it, you'd think it would, or at least when it goes to dissipate. When it starts rolling out of here, bring some storms with it. When that cold air hits that hot air or cool air, I'll take low 70s over the over low 90s any day, Roger.
I concur there. We've got the AC if we need it, but I like yourself. I like the low 70s, high 70s enough to where I can get my butt in the river up here. And, all right, my brother. As always, a pleasure. And here if you need us, and again, you and yours be safe. And we're going to go ahead and clear the channel, let somebody else have it, sir. WRZP 544 from my home here. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, Roger that, Bob. Good to hear from you, man. Great to hear from you. It's been a while. And glad you're okay. Everybody's doing good around your household. You sound good, too, through the repeater. You're sounding really good. All the best from mine to yours over there, man, my friend. You take care of yourself. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSGI 432, monitoring the mobile.
Afternoon, Jimmy. WSZ-793.
Afternoon, Dave. How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Watching some stuff here. General Jack Keane. I like watching the guy, Four-Star General, talking about what we got to do down there and everything. You know what I mean? So I like watching him. I like it. He gets down to the business. Other than that, though, doing all right. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good now that I'm out of work and on my way home here. Just cruising down 69, heading towards Flint there.
Roger that. Now you're sounding good. A little bacon fry in there, just a little bit every now and then, but just a little pieces of it. But then when that's done, you're clean. You're sounding really good there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Thanks for the feedback there. I'm on the Mazel repeater, quite a distance out from 69 here, but it still does the job, I think.
Yeah, Roger that. So the Mazel repeater is working. Earlier, some people were out here saying it wasn't working, and then people were coming through saying they're on the Mazel repeater. And then some people say it ain't working, I don't know. But it's working, I guess, if it's got you on there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, she's working.
Yeah, very good, Jimmy. I'm going to go ahead and get back to listening and watch my general theme here. I wanted to get in. I heard you pop in. I wanted to get in and say good afternoon to you. Haven't talked to you in a few days, I believe. You know, like I said, most times I'm riding the short bus. I don't remember nothing. Anyway, my friend, you have yourself a good day out there. And take care. WSZ 793 listening.
Hey, right on, Dave. You have yourself a good day. Good talking with you there for a minute. And we'll talk again. WSBI 432 mobile and monitoring.
Good afternoon.
Roger that. I'm up here in Sheboygan County. Hitting the Sheboygan repeater. What repeater are you on there, and what are you using there, sir? Open.
I believe I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. Maybe the Detroit repeater. I'm not sure. I'm right between both of them here in Fraser with TID set EMRS.
Roger that. Good copy on all that. Just take a break between your transmission there in case anybody else would like to log in. Well, it's good to hear you on the net. You're certainly hitting the repeaters and I've got a good copy on you up here in Sheboygan County up here on the tip of the mitt. So keep doing what you're doing, and we'll hope to do it again, sir. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Absolutely, Bob. That would be a great thing. I would be more than welcome to it. 73, you have yourself a great day. This is what Juliet 839.
for the SFT 902. You round out there for the SFT 793. I guess not. No contact, Frank. 902 WSSZ 793. I'm listening.
I must be losing it, because I didn't hear you call him.
What was that?
I said I must be losing it, because I didn't even hear you call him.
Yeah, I called out for him first, and I waited. No answer. So either he's at work, or he's out cleaning up the mess from the other day. I don't know. I just wanted to see if he happened to have his HP with him there. Roger.
I feel a foul.
So what's going on over in your neck?
I'm actually waiting for a friend of mine here to pick me up and take me to everything planned but plane radio.
Yeah, Roger, I caught the first half of that. I don't know if you're walking around, what are you doing, but it's fading in and out, and I caught the first half of it.
I just gotta go to the bank and then I can play radio for the rest of the day. Hey, me.
Yeah, I go to the bank and then play radio. You sit there and count them 20s while talking on the radio. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, right. Actually, it's in the account because I got a new one.
Yeah, well, enjoy yourself on your radio and counting your 20s and whatever else is going on. And I'll catch you in a little bit. I got some stuff I want to finish up here. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening and I'm doing something here.
You have yourself a good one. We'll catch you in the bed, I'm sure. WSIJ 839.
After that, 839.
WSHR 566 for Cass.
Hey Kev, you're loud and clear. WSGU 844.
Copy that, 844. Yeah, I'm using the new 5RM. I programmed it, so it sounds pretty good.
Yeah, sounds real good. You got the mic hooked up to it, or by itself?
By itself.
Sounds real good, buddy. Really good.
Yeah, I'm going to put the mic on here in a minute, just to see how it works.
I hope mine sounds that good.
That sounds all right.
Sierra 566. How's this mic sound?
Yeah, it sounds a little muffled.
Copy that.
I know what to do about that, but it'll require you opening the mic up.
Hello, good afternoon there, Dave. Kevin, you use that mic all the time on your other radio, don't you?
Yeah, copy that. I use it all the time.
Maybe the microphone doesn't like the radio, or the radio don't like the microphone. It don't sound bad, it just sounds a little slightly nasally.
Copy that, I'm going to take it off for now.
Yeah, you do sound better with the internal microphone.
Yeah, copy that, I appreciate it. Yeah, I went through it and I programmed it just like programming my 5RX. So it took me a little while, but I got it done. The main thing is working, so I'm glad it's working. I love it.
That's cool. Yeah, it sounds real good there, Jeff.
Clean, loud. Sounds great, man. Hope you're happy with it. All right, I'll let you and Sherman at it. I'm meeting over here, so I'll talk to you in a minute. WSOZ 793.
Talk to you later, Dave. WSGU 844.
Yeah, I programmed it the way that you showed me to. I had to go through those different things through the menu. I still have to go through, make sure I get everything the same that I do on my other radio. But those frequencies that you gave me, like for the fire ones, I only put the ones that I know that work. There's some of them in there that don't work, and I don't know what they are, but I got the county in there and Sanilac and Lapeer, the EMS and stuff like that. So when I see you again, you'll just have to show me which ones are good to keep and which ones are good to get rid of.
Yeah, roger that. Now, did it come with a long antenna or just a regular antenna?
It's a whip antenna, but it's a short whip antenna. I'm sure I probably could put the other ones on here if I want, but I'll probably just leave this one on, and if I want, like I said, I probably can put that big one on.
Yeah, copy that. Did you try seeing if you can get the weather service on it?
Not yet. Now, Sherman, do I do that in frequency mode or do I do that in channel mode? It doesn't matter.
You got to do it in frequency mode because you got to find it, and then I don't think you want to program it in because then it'd scan it and then it'd stop if it's picking it up. But yeah, try it in frequency mode, 162.550.
Yeah, copy that. I'll try that. Yeah, it should work though. When I use it on my other bell thing, I just, the storm is coming through, I'll just program it in and listen to the weather that way. Because like you said, if you lock it in on a frequency, it's gonna be playing all the time. I don't want that, but. So are you on your way home to work, home from work, or are you still working?
I'm still working. I have I've got about 5 more stops to go.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, Tanya's in bed. She's got a real bad headache, probably because of the weather. So I'm going to let you go. Let's get your route done, and maybe I'll catch you on the way home. WSHR 566, clear monitoring.
Okie dokie, Kev. Sounds good. Yeah, I hope Tanya feels better soon. So, all right, we'll talk to you a little later. WFTU 844, we're clear.
ISBM 993 monitoring.
WINW329, I'm monitoring.
WSIJ 839 monitoring. WIZX 218. WIZX 218. WIZ 48, copy. WIZ 48, clear.
WSDI 847. WSDI 847. WIZ 48, copy.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
We are on 9 and Van Dutch, or M53, and we are still hitting this mountain here.
Barely.
WSFD 595, monitoring you for Peter.
WSGU 844, calling WSHR 566. You on the radio?
Yeah, go ahead, WSGU 844. This is WSHR 566.
What's going on, buddy? I'm on my way home. I'm coming up to 23 Mile.
Yeah, copy that. I guess the idiots were on earlier before. Did you hear the siren on the radio?
Yep, I did.
Copy that. So the radio's sounding pretty good?
Yeah, it sounds real good.
Yeah, I put it on, they got high power, middle power, and they got it low. I put it on middle.
It sounds, it's probably, it's great right there.
Yeah, I just went into my other bail thing and went through the settings and just set up what I have in here, because in this one here, it's set up the same way. When you go through your menu, the menu in both of them are set up the same way, so I just went in order and flicked whatever I had to flick on and off and put in, so I guess I did it right. I'm talking to you.
Yeah, roger, roger. You are. Oh, I'm getting tired of this traffic. I don't know what they're doing at between 25 and 26, but people just don't know how to read signs to go over to the left. Tanya, feeling better?
Yeah, she seems to be. She's making nachos for dinner. I'm supposed to have a ball game at 7:15. I thought it might get canceled because of all the rain. So I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm probably going to have to go to that. I haven't gone in the last couple weeks, so.
Roger, roger. Did you try punching in National Weather Service in on the new one?
Yeah, I did. It won't come in, and then I put it in my little bell thing. It won't come in. I think they might be doing some repairs on it. I thought I read somewhere. I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to check.
I guess they're calling for some more storms, I think, maybe late tonight into tomorrow, and then that's when the heat starts coming in.
I got to love that crap. Yeah, not looking forward to this heat.
Yeah, copy that.
Lucky I have air conditioning in all my stores and in the delivery truck and my personal vehicles. But it's just going in the back of the delivery truck and going outside.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's going to be, they already got advisories up, I think a heat advisory and something else they got up until Tuesday, but then it's supposed to drop, but then it's only going to be in the 80s, the rest after that, so.
Yeah, I guess the advisory starts tomorrow morning.
Yeah, tomorrow morning it starts, yep.
WFDU 844. You get the pool straightened out?
Yeah, I went to the pool store today. They said all my chemicals were good. I just had to add some calcium to it. I didn't get a chance to vacuum it because of the rain. I think I'm just going to wait till tomorrow because I know we'll probably go in it tomorrow. I checked the pool. It's almost 80 degrees in that thing.
Oh, nice, almost bath water.
Yeah, copy that. I just got to watch out for, algae, that's all, but I should be good.
That's what the chlorine is for, isn't it?
Well, yes and no, yes, and like I said, yes and no, because you usually had to put algicide in it too, but I didn't do it. They told me I didn't really have to because the pool is new, the water's new. But when it gets real hot out, that the chlorine burns off. So that's why at night if you shock it, you do it in the evening when the sun's down because it'll burn it right off. But I should be all right though.
Roger, roger. What'd you do today besides the pool stuff?
Nothing much. Like I said, I went to the pool store and just been hanging around the house.
Sounds like you're outside now, eh?
Yeah, I'm getting the mail.
You can hear the echo in the house, but yeah, when you walk outside, you don't hear no echo.
Yeah, copy that.
The digits are real digital and stuff on the radio. Still there, Kev? Bro, did your battery die? WSGU844, we monitoring.
WSHR 566 WSGU 844, you got a copy?
I got you, Kev, WSGU 844. What happened? Battery die?
No, that CTSS, you know, the one you have to put it in there, the tone, the 141 point, whatever it is. Somehow, I don't know if I did it, but it shut itself off. I don't know how the heck that happened unless I hit something.
I've never heard of that before. That's wild.
Yeah, copy that one.
I texted you and I called you. So, not long, you're all right. That's all I know.
No, I'm okay. I'm outside. That's why I didn't answer my phone or my text. So I was trying to figure out what the hell happened to this radio. If it happens again, I'm going to have to ask Dave. I don't know. I mean, I saved it, so I don't know.
Yeah, if you saved it, it should be all right. So, yeah, that don't make sense.
No, it's all.
Do you like the radio?
Repeat, somebody hear you.
Said, do you like the radio?
Oh, yeah, I really like it. It's awesome. Like I said, I went in there, you know, put all my changes in there by copying off my other radio, and I got the frequencies that I wanted, you know, for fire and whatever else. So, yeah, I'm pretty satisfied. It probably does other stuff, too. There's a green button on here. I don't know what it does, and I've got to look at see what it does. But it's basically just like what we have, but the screen is digital, and that's about it. And your scan button instead of the scan buttons on the bottom and stuff like that. I'm going to go through the book tonight, but yeah, I got it working, so that's the main thing, like I said. So I think I can put that other big antenna on this thing, too, if I want. I'm going to try it. I should be able to.
Roger, roger. Is there another break out there? I guess not. It sounded like someone tried keying up on you while you were talking a couple times. But, so, does it stay on, does the face of it, it tells you the frequency in that, does it stay on or does it disappear when you're not using the radio?
Yeah, it disappears just like our G4s and 5s. Yeah, it disappears, yep. So you'll scan it, and the only way it'll come on, you know, is if it's sent or something. But, yeah, that's what it does. It only comes on when something comes through. And I think it'll come on once if you push the talk button, too, when you get ready to talk.
Is there an option where you can keep it lit up?
There might be, but I don't know yet. I
there's probably a video on YouTube, or maybe there's a manual somewhere on the internet for us.
Yeah, copy that one.
I'm just curious on how long the life is for the battery for business. He said that you, yours goes on, but your regular one goes for a couple of days, right?
Yeah, right now it's, I'd say it's not even a half yet, but it's down. It's not on a half a battery, but it's down because I charged it. But, you know, I was screwing with it too, you know, programming it and stuff like that too. So that probably drains some of the battery, but we'll see.
WSB2844, yeah. So actually, my ball thing will be on all day on
Sherman, I'm going to let you go. I can barely hear you, so maybe I'll talk to you later on tonight. If not, maybe tomorrow sometime. You guys have a good night and talk to you later. Be safe driving home. WSHR 566. Clear up your final.
Copy that, Kev. Have yourself a fine one. You go to the meeting tomorrow. Tell everybody I said hi. Be safe going down there. And tell Tanya we said hi, and we'll talk to you later. Take care. WSGU 844.
WRW 329. I will monitoring.
WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, copy. WFFP 902. 973 out there. WFFP 902. 973 out there. And no response on 973. WSFP 902. Monitoring. Thank you.
WSDY717, this is WSDA452. WSDA452, clear.
WIUG 48, clear. WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847.
How you doing, Jack?
Oh, very good. How about you? Are you sounding good? Am I sounding good?
Oh, yeah. Repeater's almost full scale down this way, so great conditions tonight. You sound real good there, Jack.
Yeah, Dan, how are you doing today? Was it a little bit hot day today? Tomorrow I'll be about 95.
Yeah, that's for sure. We got a heat dome coming in with the all kind of stuff going on. A heat index coming through. So, yeah, first day of summer, so we're all set there, right? That'll be nice.
Hey, Roger, we are all set at 95 degrees, yeah. Take a lot of suntan.
Yeah, Roger. Roger. How's anything? Any contacts on 10 meters, anything like that lately?
I'll be honest with you, Dane. I was on a 10 meter about 10 minutes ago with nobody out there. But I tried to go on a 6 meter. And there's a few people on that 6 meter. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. That's what I've been hearing, some stuff on 6 there. So, Sounds good there, but hopefully you have a good weekend there coming up, and stay cool there.
That's for sure. You do the same out there. Yeah, don't forget, don't fill up your car either, they say. You cannot fill up your car. Roger?
Yeah, Roger, okay. No problem there. Well, hey, we'll talk again soon there, Jack. You have a great evening, and thanks again for giving a call. WSAI 47.
You know that, Dan, anytime. No problem at all. I was on 675, didn't hear you, so I figured I'd come here, see if I can hear you. All right, Dan, you take care. Have a good evening. Stay out of that hot heat. Talk to you later. WIUG 48, copy.
WRNW 329, WIUG 48, copy.
We're clear and listening.
WSIE 375 monitoring. WSIE 375 monitoring.
Good evening, Detroit. WSHY 363 mobile passing through Canton, giving you all a wave. How are we doing tonight?
WSIE 375, picking you up pretty clearly, Canton.
Outstanding. Thanks for that check. Glad to hear this little bitty radio is getting out. I'm new to GMRS, and I got to say, this thing's kind of impressive.
I'm pretty new to it myself, using the Mount Clemens repeater. Are you also on the Mount Clemens repeater? I'm using a 25-watt radio with a Midland antenna.
Well, that's pretty good. You're coming in loud and clear over here. I'm not sure what repeater this is. Detroit 625, what I came across on the interweb there. But I'm running a little 10-watt handheld and a 15-inch antenna, so I'm impressed it's getting out at all.
Yeah, that's great. My friend was mentioning to me that the Mount Clemens and the Detroit repeaters might be linked together now, whatever that means. So it's possible we're on separate repeaters. Anyways, good to hear from you. Have a good evening.
Yeah, I can't speak to the repeater specific. Like I said, I'm still pretty new and figuring it out, but hey, thanks for the radio check, and pleasure talking to you, and you have yourself a good night. WSHY 363 clear.
WSIE 375, have a good night as well. Monitoring.